أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله. In the beginning, that is from the second quarter of the second supara, where Allah Ta'ala discussed by way of index all the things of good, laysal birra, all the things of good, and by doing that a person becomes from the abrar. And then Allah Ta'ala started explaining all the things in detail individually. In there was roza also, the month of Ramadan. And after the month of Ramadan, as Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi says, when the moon is sighted for the day of Eid after Ramadan, people generally become happy that it is Eid now. But he says, I become happy that now is the mawsam of Hajj. From after Ramadan, the season of Hajj starts. And a person, a true lover, his heart inclines towards Makkah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif, immediately Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, etc. And of course, Medina Sharif. And so this, then Allah discussed that. And in that process, Allah discussed about jihad also, because the Umrah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place in the month of Zulqa'dah, that is also after the month of Hajj, Ramadan, and Shawwal, then Zulqa'dah. And quite a bit details of jihad Allah Ta'ala has explained. And now after that, after Ramadan is the season of Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala now explains, and for quite a few ayat in rukus, various aspects of Hajj Allah Ta'ala has explained. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Or pura karo Hajj or Umrah Allah ki waste. When you have put on your ihram for Hajj, then complete your Hajj. Don't leave it halfway. And also don't change your Hajj Umrah, your Hajj Ihram into Umrah Ihram. You put on your Ihram for Hajj, so complete your Hajj Umrah. And your Umrah, don't change it into an Umrah, and neither stop it in between anywhere without a valid reason. And in this also, as in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَحْسِنُوا, and do all good deeds, and in your good deeds let there be beauty in there, and all your ibadat, make them in such a way that you make them as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. If not, then realize Allah is seeing you. And particularly in Hajj, make a beautiful Hajj. That there is la fusuqa, wala jidala, wala rafath fil hajj. A beautiful hajj, make a beautiful hajj, and complete, and the completion of a hajj, and that is with true sincerity, ikhlas. That brings beauty into hajj and into all actions. So see that you do your hajj and your umrah with this great beauty, and then enjoy the reality of hajj. Then it is not just moving from one place to another, but the inner study, the historical aspect of Hajj also. And more than that, the spiritual aspect of Hajj also. That Hajj is not just a physical exercise, but there is great, great spirituality in it. Just like Namaz also is not just a physical exercise, but there is great spirituality in Namaz. If a person makes effort in that direction and understands it, then he will get that great benefit. So complete your Hajj with that sifat ihsan, with ikhlas, and then see the great benefit. However, if you are stopped from completing your Hajj for a valid reason, like you fall ill, or in our days some government regulations, or the conditions are very, very unsafe, and you cannot travel anymore. فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ پھر اگر تم روک دیے جاؤ, اف یو آر اسٹاپڈ اینڈ بلاکڈ فرام کمپلیٹنگ یور حج اینڈ فار اے ویلڈ شرعی ریزن اکارڈنگ ٹو شریعت یو کین ناٹ کمپلیٹ یور حج, دین دا میتھڈ آف کمنگ آؤٹ آف یور احرام از فرام استیسر من الحج, تم پرہیز جو کچھ میسر ہو قربانی سے. Then we see that you give an animal to be sacrificed in the haram of Makkah. If you are still traveling, then wherever you are, see that you have an animal slaughtered. Either you send the animal there, or in our days you arrange it there with somebody that you must slaughter a camel, a cow, or a goat, or a sheep, nothing less than that. It must be slaughtered there. Then now you are permitted to come out of your haram when that animal is slaughtered there. When for a ibadat, for an animal being slaughtered, for it to be ibadat, there are one of two conditions must be fulfilled. It must be in the time of ibadat like qurbani, or it must be in the place of ibadat like the haram of Makkah. And this year you are still traveling for hajj, it's not put qurbani time, and that is not the required thing, the time. But here the place of sacrifice is required, which is the haram of Makkah. When the animal is slaughtered there, then it becomes ibadat. So see that you have your animal slaughtered, and after that you can now come out of your ihram. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُسَكُمْ, اور حجامت نہ کرو اپنے سیروں کی. And do not shave your hair. Do not remove your hair, which is a sign that you are out of ihram now. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّ, جب تک کہ پہنچ نہ چکے قربانی اپنے ٹھکانے پر. Until your qurbani animal has reached its place and it is slaughtered. When you are now, you get confirmation that your animal has been slaughtered in the haram of Makkah, now you may shave your hair and you come out of your ihram. That is in the case where you could not complete your hajj or your ihram of your umrah, for any valid reason you could not complete it, then the method of coming out of the of it is this, that you have an animal slaughtered in the haram of Makkah, and when it is slaughtered, shave your hair of your head, and now you are free, and then make the qaza of that hajj or umrah, it's when it is a convenient and suitable time. When that obstacle because of which you could not make it that year, either your illness, either government regulations, or whatever else it might be, then make the qaza of it when it is suitable. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has explained two of the very great ibadats of Islam, Hajj and Umrah. They are very, very spiritually powerful, and great spirituality has been filled in Hajj and Umrah, and these are also two great ibadats, and the details of it Allah Ta'ala has explained in these ayat. May Allah bless us with all the ibadat, with the sifat of ihsan in all its forms, and may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, fully beneficial and fully accepted from all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana.